This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Poet, essayist, and storyteller Mary Lou Awiatka was born in 1936 in Knoxville, Tennessee. Her work is a unique fusion of her Cherokee, Scots-Irish, Appalachian heritage with science, expressing her basic theme of respect for the web of life. Awiatka is the seventh generation of her family to grow up in Appalachia. She grew up in the town of Oak Ridge on the atomic frontier, where her father worked at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. In 1958, she graduated from the University of Tennessee with degrees in both English and French. As a young child, Awiatka informed her mother of her plan to become a poet, and her mother responded, "That's good, and what will you do for the people?" She knew that her mother was guiding her to art for life's sake, as opposed to art for art's sake, because according to American Indian tradition, the true artist must help create harmony and healing for the people and the environment. Her first book, published in 1978, titled Abiding Appalachia, Where Mountain and Atom Meet, was groundbreaking, as it raised the question, do we have enough reverence for life to cope with the atom? Awiatka's thinking about the atom deepened and expanded throughout her life. She came to believe that the atom is really the mother heart of nature, the generator of life, circular in motion, always moving, always fusing into new forms. And that even if we destroy this earth and ourselves, the atom's mother heart, the regenerative core of nature, will keep creating life. Another book by Awiatka titled Seilu, Seeking the Corn Mother's Wisdom, is a blend of story, essay, and poetry. The book applies Native American philosophies to modern problems through Cherokee legends and images. A quote from Seilu is engraved in the river wall of the Bicentennial Capitol Mall in Nashville, and a poem from the book titled Mother Root is lined in marble along the Fine Arts Walkway at the University of California, Riverside. Awiatka has lived in Memphis for many years, where she worked in the arts in school program and formed poetry workshops for women in prison, as well as many other programs and writers' workshops throughout the U.S. Her mother's wise advice all those years ago to unite the good of the individual with that of the community certainly informed her life's work and, according to Awiatka, has helped people remember what they already know deep down, that all life is interconnected and that every life is important. Here is an important poem titled When Earth Becomes an It by Mary Lou Awiatka. When the people call Earth Mother, they take with love, and with love give back, so that all may live. When the people call Earth It, they use her, consume her strength, then the people die. Already the sun is hot, out of season. Our mother's breast is going dry. She is taking all green into her heart and will not turn back until we call her by her name.
Support for the author's page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The author's page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.